Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
While these may be unprecedented times in American history, they're not unprecedented in Judeo-Christian history, and I take encouragement from that history. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, in American history, these are unprecedented times. It's a message I've been giving around the country, unprecedented for two reasons. One, for the first time in history, our government is forcing citizens to participate in genocide through the forced funding of abortion. And two, our government is deconstructing God's natural created order of marriage and forcing people to comply and accept and promote it, such as the baker, the photographer, the bed and breakfast owner, the wedding chapel. All of these areas are being coerced. All these people are being coerced to participate and accept. Those are collisions against religious liberty that we've never had in our country that affect life and family and marriage, and we're being forced to comply, to accept and actually promote. That means, for me, what we're facing is unprecedented times in American history, in which every person will be required to make a choice. No longer can you run from these issues. You will be confronted. And the question is, will you compromise or will you stand on your values?
You know, Matt, one of the things that we really need to grasp in that discussion is that you wear more than one hat. You wear an individual hat, and then you wear the hat of being a citizen of the United States, part of the sovereign of the United States. And it makes a real difference because in the past, you know, while there's always been sinful people in a nation, when the nation itself begins to sin, it does it on behalf of all the people. And you're calling out for God's judgment on all the people. So that's one of these real changes. You pointed it out with abortion, where there's been abortion in the past, and then there was the legal allowance of abortion. Now we're coming into the time where every person in the United States who is taxed is being forced to participate in abortions. This is a huge change. The same exact thing when you bring that up with traditional marriage. Look at the folks that have been forced so far, given the choice of if you want to continue to participate in the economy, you're not just going to allow something, you're going to celebrate it. The baker is going to participate in a celebration of something that is against his moral values. The photographer going to participate in a celebration. Bed and breakfast going to participate in a celebration. The chapel going to participate in a celebration. It's literally the federal government saying, if you want to continue to make a living in your chosen field, you will participate what we find something worth celebrating.
Yeah, it's both from the federal and the state government. It's government in general that's forcing people to participate in, promote in, and celebrate sin, the destruction of human life, and the deconstruction of natural marriage and the celebration of deviant lifestyles and deviant behavior. I mean, that's unprecedented. So we will be forced to make a decision. Pastors will be forced to make a decision. Once this issue of, say, same-sex marriage is elevated to the state level, and it's happening across the country, then sexual behavior is put on the same category or level as race. Think of this. What you cannot do legally and should not do morally regarding race will be the same thing with regards to sexual behavior. So while a Christian church, a Baptist, a Presbyterian church can hire Baptist or Presbyterians or Christians, you can't say we're only going to hire people who are white, no blacks here. That would be a violation of federal and state law. Same way is once this gets elevated to the same level as race, will happen with regards to sexual behavior. For tax exemption, federal or property tax exemption in your state, you can't say we will exclude people of color from our church or from our school. You're going to lose your property tax exemption like Bob Jones did with regards to the interracial dating policy. Now, they have since changed that policy, but they lost it over that issue. So, likewise, the same thing will happen with churches and other religious organizations with their tax exemption. All of this will have a big impact. We've never been forced to participate and celebrate with sin before. It's not anymore a question of tolerance. It's a question of promotion, and that's different in life issues and in marriage issues. And while it's unprecedented in American history, it is not unprecedented in world history in terms of the level of problems that God's people have faced. Now, the forced genocide and the deconstruction of natural marriage, that wasn't part of human history. But what has been is even something worse. And that is, take for example, Esther. You can't get any worse than in the time of Esther during the most powerful nation on the planet, Persia, where a decree goes out that you can't amend, you can't modify it, you can't lobby against it. Even the king can't change his mind once it's in writing. And that decree says, all of you Jews, there's a day coming, it's March the 7th at that time, and you're going to all die. It's not that you're going to be fined, you're going to lose your job, you're going to be forced to compromise your values. It doesn't matter what you do, what you think, but by virtue of who you are, you will die. You, your family, your children, your grandparents, you're all going to be wiped out. And you can't resist because you're in the most powerful nation on the planet. You can't apply to another nation to intercede. There is no other nation to intercede. You're done. It's over with. March 7, you're going to die. You can't get any worse than that. And yet God intervened. And today, the Jews celebrate the Feast of Purim. And as part of the celebration, they read the book of Esther. And when Haman's name is mentioned, what do? They boo, they hiss. And when Mordecai's name is mentioned, they applaud, they clap. They have little noisemakers that they do. And then they eat what's called Haman's ears. They bake cookies, and they're called Haman's ears, basically celebrating the victory over Haman and the attempt to annihilate the Jewish people. So instead of the end of history, they celebrate a preservation of the Jewish people in the land of Israel, the nation of Israel, by God's intervention in a miraculous way.
You know, that happens repeatedly in history, especially Israeli history, that when a challenge comes, when God's people are attacked, they generally gain ground. It's not just a static defense. It's not just a, oh boy, I'm sure glad we made it through that by the skin of our teeth and we survived. They usually gain ground. The point that you make with Esther is such a good one. There was a decree that the king didn't fully grasp what he was decreeing, but decreed a thing that that made the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, open target. It was open season on them. And what came out of that was a level of liberty that they had never known before. The reverse decree, you're absolutely right. They couldn't, the king couldn't reverse his own decree. But what he could do was do a new decree that said, you know, where the Jews have not been allowed to defend themselves before, I'm going to do a new decree that you may still attack them, but now it's legal for them to defend themselves. It was kind of the original Second Amendment, Matt, that said that you're allowed to defend yourself. And this, you know, all of a sudden, those who wanted to attack the Jewish people lost their stomach to do so because now the Jewish people could defend themselves. And the Jewish people, after being attacked in this way, after having a decree that was meant to destroy them, to annihilate them, they actually took ground and gained more liberty. And like you say, to this day, we celebrate Purim.
And, you know, I think that there were people that were Persians that after the decree came out, they taunted the Jews and said, hey, you're going to die. I'm going to kill you on March the 7th. I've got the decree to do it. And probably those individuals were the first people targeted by the Jews when they ultimately defended themselves and fought back. And God miraculously intervened in a situation that was literally impossible to change. God did it. Go to libertycouncil.com for more information. That's libertycouncil.com for more information on what you can do. You know, the good news is that we live in unprecedented times. How can that be good news? Well, it's good news in the sense that we read the book of Esther. We see Queen Esther. We speak of Mordecai. They ripple through history. They faced difficult times. They had one thing in common. They're all going to be doomed. But they got together and they prayed, and God intervened, and they changed human history forever. Now is the time where we face unprecedented threats to our religious liberty, life, and family. And the real question is not whether God can, but whether God will. And that depends upon whether his people plead for forgiveness, call upon him, seek his face. The scriptures say he will hear, forgive, and heal our land. That's exciting times in which we live. Go to Liberty Council website, lc.org, or libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.